What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Nice to be with you. A tremendous Thursday. Welcome to the show. The show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It is a getaway week for me. Once again, I am off for the next 2 weeks, so you are running out of time. If you want to hit me up before that first two-week vacation in the summer, I would love to hear from you right now. Start dialing 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Phone lines are open. Use them. If you want to hit me up on social, do that. My Twitter feed is at Jim Rome. We read your best tweets. An exceptional tweet will get retweeted. Then it goes out to more than a million people. You build your brand. Hit me up at Jim Rome. You can also email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, so a lot to get done today. Very busy program for you. Phone lines are open. You can hit me up on social and more. In the meantime, I do have some guests, which I'll hit you with in a minute. Adam Hawk, what's going on? Haven't seen you in studio in a while. In terms of the guests, we've got an open phone first hour, so you should use that to your advantage. Top of hour number two, Rams punter Johnny Hecker. Coming up at the top of hour number three, Packers tight end Mercedes Lewis. And then in the third hour, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So those three interviews, I did a podcast with Andre Iguodala, which is live right now. And that is live. You don't want to hear that right now, but make some time for it and check it out after the program if you do not mind. 1-800-636-8686. All right, let me start first with the bubble life. As more and more time goes by, NBA players are expressing some doubts about going to Orlando and living on that cruise ship without the cruise or the water. As an example, Washington's Thomas Bryant had this to say.
Me personally, I don't like people telling me what I can and cannot do, but I also follow rules as well.
All right, so he is officially going. However, there's differences from team to team, teammate to teammate. As an example, his teammate, Bradley Beal, is still on the fence.
I have yet to make mine. I'm still working my tail off every single day, as if I am playing. Definitely, it's more or less going to be a decision that comes down to the medical staff and I, just because of our precautions and just coming back from being 0 to 100. You know, then I had some nagging stuff at the end of the year we're trying to clean up too. So we're looking at it from all angles, but I'm definitely working out every single day here. It's good to be back in the facility, but I'm not swayed one way or another.
All right, so that's Bradley Beal. Then you've got the fact that he expects the games to be sort of ugly, that they're not going to be good.
Okay, so now you're saying we only have 2 weeks to really fully get in basketball shape, you know, and until we have to be balls out.
Might be more like 3 weeks to get into basketball shape before you have to go balls out to make a playoff push, but I do see Beal working. So you've got concerns about the quality of basketball. You have concerns about the chance of getting injured because of a quick restart. You've got concerns about life in the bubble, and you have concerns about the rules of the bubble itself. And then there are the concerns that the rules of the bubble are going to be ignored. Like Damian Lillard thinks there's a really strong chance of that happening.
Confidence ain't great, honestly. My confidence ain't great because you're telling me you're going to have, you know, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules. Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So, I mean, I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, you know, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so the man's got a point, right? A very good point. Is every single player and every single staffer from every single team going to honor every single rule of that 113-page COVID rule book for the entire time they're there? Doubt that. So I've got about as much confidence in that as Dame does. And that's not based on anything other than watching how the rest of the country has responded to the virus. I mean, you've got people freaking out in supermarkets when they're asked to wear a mask for 20 or 30 minutes. But now you're going to ask more than 700 people to go weeks without seeing their families. Here's another one. Players and staffers are not allowed to socialize in each other's rooms. So when you see yet another video of some dope at a Costco or a Pier 1 losing it because they're asked to put on a mask, you're going to tell me that every single player and every single staffer is going to follow every single rule. That's before we even get to the bigger issues like breaking the bubble and going off campus, because there's probably a pretty good chance that that's going to happen as well. And that'll be happening in a state where cases are skyrocketing, which raises questions about how safe that NBA bubble really is. Lillard thinks that being on the inside of the bubble is safer than being on the outside, but there's still no way to make it perfect.
The fact that we're going to be in a bubble, I think that kind of knocks it down. It limits the chance of us being exposed to, you know, everybody else outside of the bubble in Orlando, you know, which is causing the numbers to rise there. So I think it is a safer situation, but I also don't feel like it's possible for them to protect us 100%. And I think everybody's going there understanding that.
Right. It's not 100%. Lillard also said that he's got a plan for how he's going to handle his business. See, that's the thing. If you have any shot for this thing to work, you better have a plan. And he does. He said, quote, "I know there's going to be activities for us and all that stuff, but I mean, I'm going to be chilling. I feel like there's still a possibility for something to spread within that bubble. Just with so many people doing so many different things that we've got to follow to be safe, even though we're not exposed to the public. So for me, it's going to be, what time is practice? What time can I get in the weight room? What time can I get some shots up? And what's the plan for game day?" End quote. So when he's not at practice or in the weight room or at shoot around, he's going to be in one place. In one place only. He said, quote, "Then I'm going to be in my room. I'm going to have my PS3, my PS4. I'm going to have my studio equipment, my mic, my laptop. I'm going to have all my books. That's it, man. I'm going to be in the room chilling." End quote. For that thing to work, they're all going to have that approach. Because that right there is a great strategy and a great approach. That's next level. Like, bring your studio equipment, bring your mic, bring your laptop, do some work, record a few tracks, maybe even an entire album or a box set, because you're going to have time, lots of time. But even then, even if he brings his PS4 and all his studio equipment and all of his other equipment, the guy's still going to get bored, right? There's no way you can't. You can't keep doing the same thing day in and day out and sitting in a hotel room, no matter how nice that room is, and not get bored. And that's with a guy who's got a plan. That's a guy who's got great discipline. That's a guy with an elite mindset. What about all the other guys that don't prepare for that? What about the players and staffers who don't bring all their books and their studio equipment? And they think, I'll be fine. I'll just play golf and I'll play ping pong. If they don't have a plan, they're going to get bored or go stir crazy or both. So I definitely get why Lillard's confidence is not great that everybody is going to follow all the rules. If players and staffers are breaking the rules when there aren't many rules, how the hell are they going to follow all of the rules when there's 113 pages of rules? Right? So like Lillard, my confidence ain't great. Ain't great that they'll follow all the rules. Ain't great that the basketball will be great. And isn't this all just great? Ain't life great? It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. That is the bubble life. And they're about to go in. 1-800-636-8686. Some other things regarding the bubble life. Nice to see how companies are stepping up to assist anybody any way they can. An anonymous, well, they wish they weren't anonymous, otherwise they wouldn't have made this pub grab, but an anonymous porn company is offering free porn services to NBA players because they know they'll be in the bubble. And, quote, "they won't be getting any tail for 3 weeks," as the Caller put it yesterday. That porn company knows that. So that porn company is looking to help out. Make a porn company type of pub grab. Got that story coming up for you. Other news in terms of COVID and how to approach it. How about the PGA Tour? Now, the PGA Tour is offering private jets for guys that want to play. However, my guy, Victor Hovland, he's got a better plan. My man's got a car, and he's not afraid to drive it everywhere. And he's hopped up on Red Bull and metal.
A car.
And Red Bull and metal. And a car.
A car.
That story's coming up. The NFL. The NFL, unlike every other sports league, has just been forging ahead, almost acting like there is no COVID. I'm not saying they haven't made plans. I'm not saying they haven't tried to attack it. But the way they've approached it, it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. And finally now, it's starting to catch up with the NFL. They've canceled a couple of exhibition games. And I want to talk about what that means, too. Andre Iguodala is my guest for the Jim Rohn podcast. I'm off for 2 weeks. And that will also mean 2 weeks off of the podcast. But Andre Iguodala is my guest this week. And I'll have a preview of that for you. I want to talk some MMA, UFC. Lots of time now between Khabib and Justin Gaethje, but already the hype is starting, and I want to get into that. The guy who fought both of them, Dustin Poirier, he's got takes on it. DRod2203 tweets, Damian time, hit the nail on the head. You're asking grown-ass men to do nothing for half a day. Right. To do nothing for half a day but sit in that hotel room. And again, my point is Damian Lillard is like one of the focus guys. He's got an elite mindset. He's got a plan. He's got a plan, and he's bringing things in, and I know he's going to get bored. What about everybody else that doesn't have that mindset, doesn't have a plan? The hell are they going to do? Sit in that hotel room for most of the day, every single day? The hell they're not. Drew in West LA tweets, War Irate Craig using county jail as a bubble. At Shaq 31685 tweets, huge Packers presence in the jungle today. War Wisco, unwar 75 degree temps. It is unusual. We normally do not have two guys from the same team on the show the same day. But it is a big Packer day, big Wisco day. I will be in Wisconsin on Saturday. John Reed 4 tweets, just waiting for the first 19 or 20 year old to try for a late night booty call within the bubble and mess everything up. It's going to happen, all right? You got to bring it in. You can't go out and get it. But then again, nobody's allowed in the bubble. Families are not even allowed in the bubble until you get into the postseason. So how are they going to make that work? This is essentially the whole question. This is why Dame is saying he's a little bit concerned. If you can't really follow the rules when there aren't that many rules, how are you going to follow the rules when there are a ton of rules? Rome, two Packers today. What the devil? When's Vikings week? Keith would never let this madness stand.
I don't even have big nipples. Like, let's be real.
He's gone, man. What can he do? And again, it's more of a coinky-dink than anything else. I didn't sit down and think to myself, damn, you know what? I'm off for 2 weeks. I'm going to go to Wisco for 2 weeks. You know what I need to do before I do that? Get two Packers on the same day. It's just a coinky-dink. It's just the way that played out. Nothing to it. Don't read into it. I still want to talk about Chris Jones. And normally when somebody invokes the name of Le'Veon, that's not a good thing. And in this case, it's not a good thing. All of that's coming up. 1-800-636-8686. Now, clones, you've heard me talk about Walmart delivery service in the past. Right now, Walmart's got their fastest delivery service yet. It's called Walmart Express Delivery. Get groceries and more delivered to their door or from their door to yours. No contact delivery. Get it in 2 hours or less. Zero markups. In other words, same low prices as in-store. So don't let work, kids, an at-home workout, or whatever else life throws at you right now get in the way of getting what you need when you want it and when you need it. Use Walmart Express Delivery today. Walmart Express Delivery, restrictions and fees do apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rohn Show.
Two Packers coming up today. Both on the offense. I got a tight end. I got a wide receiver. Mercedes Lewis. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, both of them in hour number three. A big power Packer hour in the third hour. And I will be in northern Wisconsin come Saturday. So I've got Wisco on the brain. What's the dew point today? 1-800-636-8686. In terms of the bubble and reaction, Sean Beasy tweets, Rome, are you on today? I put on the radio.com app in 9 a.m. Pacific, and it's the Packers pregame show. Vikings rule. Packers suck. Out. Again, I've got no agenda. It's just the way it fell. It's just the way it played out. That booking game is hard, dog. You never know who you're going to get and when you're going to get them. So, no, I'm not doing that. There's no agenda here. I've got no private agenda. It just is a quinky-dink. Johnny Scabs asks, which NBA player will be the first one arrested for DUI in the bubble? Slack Attack tweets, this just in, Pornhub signs deal with Grubhub for booty delivery on demand. All right, that's not the company in question. But why don't we talk about that for a minute? Let's talk porn. Let's talk NBA porn. There are lots of things to be concerned about as it relates to the NBA bubble. I did it at the top of the program. I laid it out. Damian Lillard did a really good job of laying out what his concerns are. So there are lots of things to worry about, such as the fact that the bubble is located in Florida, the home of spiking COVID cases, and the fact that there really is no way to keep that many people truly safe and isolated for months on end. It's not really possible, right? And the fact that some park employees reportedly will be allowed to go in and out without regular testing. So it's not a true bubble. And the list goes on and on and on. And then, of course, one of the unspoken concerns, the thing that most of you seem so concerned about, is the recreational activities. And no, I'm not talking about golf. I'm not talking about ping pong. I'm talking about the undefeated, undisputed heavyweight champion of all time, sex.
Sex with me.
Has never lost and never will. Because sex is a factor here. And the factor is this. If you read the league's rules correctly, it sounds like there won't be much sex happening. Because visitors are not allowed until the second round of the playoffs. So that means the players and staffers are going to go weeks without company, i.e. sex. So, recognizing this, one enterprising company has already stepped forward with a novel solution, has stepped up to fill the void, to meet the need, to make a difference. Now, let me rephrase all that. A porn site has stepped up with a pub grab, as they always do. And you know the way this goes, right? In a situation like this, you've got a company that comes out with some crazy statement or offer. They draft a press release, and then they carpet bomb every single reporter, blog, and wacky morning zoo show that they can find, acting like it's some kind of serious business proposition. And then those dopes report on it, and then the company gets what it wants. Free pub. Nobody takes them up on the offer, but it still works because it's not about the offer or promotion. It's about the free pub grab, and it works every single time. It's almost as undefeated as sex itself. Think about all the times you've heard of a porn site or a beer company with some wacky promotion like renaming a stadium or offering a free drink if something highly improbable happens, or somebody offering $1 billion if you can do this. You know, but these things could never happen. It'd be like two asteroids colliding during the fourth inning of Game 3 of the World Series. Or claiming that their Super Bowl commercial had been banned because it was too controversial. And then every dumbass with a morning zoo show talks about it, and they get their giggle on because it seems edgy and hilarious. But the company was never going to buy the naming rights to a stadium. The company probably never even made a Super Bowl commercial in the first place. They just wanted the free pub. So in the case of the NBA bubble, a certain porn site announced a promotion yesterday for the league. I'm not going to name the company because, you know, they're not about that. I mean, I genuinely believe that they're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. They don't want the pub. They want to help out. They want to make a difference. They're not looking to make it about them. They're noble porn merchants just looking to solve a problem. That's how thoughtful and selfless this gift is. So Fred Katz from The Athletic tweeted out a screenshot of the PR email that he received from the porn site announcing they have, quote, extended an offer to all NBA players and coaches who will be in Orlando for this year's upcoming season, end quote. First off, you know how you know it's legit? Because they're referring to the restarted league in a bubble as, quote, this year's upcoming season. All right, so that aside, what about the offer? What exactly is the proposition? Quote, considering the very strict social distancing guidelines that the league laid out, website redacted by me, is offering NBA players and coaches a comped VIP membership to its website to provide reassurance that whenever they're lonely or they need some extra motivation leading up to a big game. All right, so let me just jump in there right there. Pretty fitting that I'm talking about this company 2 days before July 4th. Because, man, they're a damn bunch of patriots, aren't they? What a bunch of heroes. They're not doing it for the pub. They're doing it as a service. This isn't some lame cry or desperate pub grab. This is about reassuring any players and coaches who feel lonely or a staffer who's lacking motivation before a big game. That's true heroism. Man, you'd love to see that, especially at a time like this. That's stepping up when it matters most. That's reaching out to people who are going through a hard time. So great of a porn site to have the finger on the pulse of the nation to understand just how dire this situation is right now. And to offer to pick up the tab for players or coaches or staffers who might be feeling lonely or who decide that they're not motivated for the big game because of all the fear and dread around them. So what are they going to do? They'll pick up some porn. That'll lift them. That'll motivate them. Isn't that what porn does for all of us? It almost makes me want to throw up my first poll question ever on Twitter. Do you watch porn on your phone or on your laptop? Y'all get right at that. Anyway, my point is I love it when a business has a social conscience. That's the definition of doing well by doing good. Like over the past few months, we've seen companies step up and offer free masks, free food, free everything to people and communities in need. And now we have free porn for NBAers. Like everybody's chipping in to play their part. Everybody is looking for a way that they can serve in some way. And that's exactly what the founding fathers had in mind when they jotted down the Declaration of Independence nearly 250 years ago this week. I love also their pitch email included the line, quote, we have yet to hear back from any specific players, but we remain hopeful that someone will want to take advantage of the opportunity here. End of quote. Of course, nobody has. Like, that's the point. They're not actually giving anything away. And if on the off chance that somebody actually took them up on this offer, the porn site would be so hyped because then they could fire off another press release about how heroic they are. The moment somebody actually signs up for this offer, that porn site will stage a parade through the Magic Kingdom to celebrate and then name drop the only player stupid enough to put their name to it. So, thank you, anonymous porn site. Thank you for your heroic and patriotic offer of a comped VIP membership to all of those who are trapped in the NBA bubble. When the history books tell you the story of 2020, they will tell you a tale of heroism and charity. Because when things were bleak, when nearly all hope was lost, they stepped up and they offered free porn. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to see an NBA superstar hold a press conference on Zoom and say, hey, yo, is this thing on? Can you guys hear me? Like, I was not going to join my teammates in the bubble because there was no way in hell I was going to go 3 weeks without getting tail. But now, thanks to anonymous porn sites VIP membership, I'm down. I'm all in. Hey, give me a minute. Let me throw up my first poll ever on Twitter. Do you watch your porn on your phone or on your laptop? Check that out. I got a vote on my personal text. Phone. Okay, laptop too, but mainly phone. You gotta love these people looking out. Just trying to get back. And here it comes. Jake in Buffalo at Table Slam Family. Quote, both. I was just waiting for the right poll question. I wasn't opposed to polls per se. I don't think they're lame. I don't think they're a way to get people to interact with you. I'm all about it. I just didn't want to break out a poll until I had a really good question for that poll, and now I do. In the name of this anonymous porn company helping out NBAers, do you watch porn on your phone or on your laptop? There is your poll. 1-800-636-8686. You're running out of time now. Like, I'm off for the next 2 weeks. Tomorrow's Friday. Today is Thursday. Phone lines are open. If you want to hit something other than the bubble life, something other than COVID, call now. 1-800-636-8686. Rams punter Johnny Hecker, top of the hour. Two Packers in the third hour. And I've got a live episode 136 of the Jim Rome Podcast with Andre Iguodala. I will give you a preview of that as well. Hit me up with a quick timeout so I can get you a sports update here.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, take a look back on football history. Relive the epic moments as the Patriots travel to Heinz Field to take on the Steelers in the 04 AFC Championship game. Do not miss NFL Rewind on CBS Sports Network. All right, let's dial up a telephone call or two. Let's go to Chicago. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Rome.
Mark.
Rome, thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I got in before you ventured off to the great north of Wisconsin in the extremely high dew points. I wanted to let you know that there's a third way that you're forgetting about with the porn consumption, and that's the good old-fashioned adult bookstores where you can flip through physical copies of Penthouse, High Society, Jugs, and HJ Magazine. All right, Rome, enjoy your vacation. I'm out.
Thank you very much. All right, so far be it from me to forget about the brick and mortar. The brick and mortar portion of porn. All right, so add that to the poll question. Do you consume your porn on your phone, your laptop, or the adult bookstore? I'm glad you made it in too, Mark, before I busted out to northern Wisconsin. With that point especially. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so let's talk about some golf for a minute. Like, when you think about combining Red Bull energy drinks and metal music, what comes to mind? All right, let me actually throw that on its head. What is the last thing that comes to mind when you think about Red Bull and metal? Let me save you the trouble of reaching way back into your brain to pull this one out. The last thing anybody would ever think about when slamming Red Bull and metal together is golf. But thanks to an up-and-coming PGA superstar and a great first-time jungle guest, we can officially put those three things into the same sentence. 22-year-old Victor Hovland may not be a household name. Not yet he's not, but he will be. He will be. Believe that. Trust me on that. This kid's got some of the best new generation game on the pro circuit right now. Last February, he cashed it in for his first win on tour, less than a year after getting his card. So this is one of the ones to watch. And then this week, he's playing in his fourth straight event at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, and he's coming off a really impressive T11 at the Travelers. But this is less about how he's doing at the track and more about how he's getting to the track. Since the COVID comeback, the PGA Tour has offered use of private jets when a player wants to use them to get from tourney to tourney. I mean, who doesn't jump on that? What 22-year-old would not be the first in line to grab a seat on a PGA? Not Vic. You see, Vic's his own man and his own driver. According to an interview yesterday with golf.com, Vic Hovland's been getting around from Oklahoma to Fort Worth, to South Carolina, to Connecticut, and now to the D, all by car.
A car.
A car. A car. My man is straight road tripping. In a car. And putting in the miles. He said, quote, "I just kept thinking, well, What if I just take my car to all these tournaments? I looked it up. It's 16 hours to Hilton Head. It's 13 hours to Connecticut and yada, yada. I just said, okay, I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to do it. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun so far. End quote. Gardner Minshew in the land yacht. Cannot believe Vic's act. One thing to travel around on no schedule at all in a giant RV, but completely another to chase around tour events that start on Tuesday and end on Sunday and are 13 to 16 hours apart. But that's what this guy's doing. The question is, how is he doing it? He told Golf.com yesterday he's doing it with a combination of Red Bull and metal.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Red Bull. What, Surge didn't want any of that?
Surge. It's a fully loaded citrus soda with carbos. Beat the rush.
According to this article, Vic threw back six cans of Ready B when he drove from Texas to South Carolina overnight a few weeks back. He drove overnight to get there. Bryson DeRambo is out here slugging six protein shakes a day. Vic Hovland's on the road shotgunning six Ready B's a day and still somehow keeping that sled between the lines with metal music. Now, if you know anything at all about metal, then you know that no style of music has got more subgenres. So I got to know. I know what this guy's drinking, but I need to know what this guy's bumping. Like, is he going doom metal with some electric wizard? Or is he going full stoner metal with sleep? Well, I don't know. Is he like my guy, Rob Guthrie? Is he spinning the classic metal with some Sabbath?
All right now.
That sounds great, doesn't it? Or I don't know, Vic, are you going psychedelic metal with some Earthless? I gotta know. Is it that? Is it any of that? Or is my man going sludge metal with High on Fire? How the hell is this guy doing this? What's he running on? Red Bull and what? Red Bull and metalcore with Zayo? It's got to be that, right? If it's not Zayo, is my man going grunge metal with the Melvins? What up, Vic? What's good, Vic? What is it? Or maybe he's going nu metal with the Deftones. Dudes are repping Sacktown. Or maybe he's just paying homage to his native Norway with some Norwegian metal from Dark Throne. Thing is, I've got no idea, but I want to have an idea. I want to know what's in that whip. What's he bumping? I know what he's drinking. What is he bumping? I mean, road trips are some of the best times ever. But road tripping with a PGA Tour pro, yacked out on Red Bull and metal music, speeding through the country in the middle of the night to get to televised golf tournaments, sounds like about the best time ever. And here's the kicker. This rock star routine of caffeine, metal, and midnight drives, it's working. It's good for him. Three events, three top 25 finishes. And this week, Victor Hovland became the first Norwegian male to break into the top 50 of the world golf rankings. My man, rock on. Rock on, Vic. Next stop after Detroit is Ohio. Get the Ready Bees on ice. Get the metal music on 12. Let's rage. Norma Jean style. Imagine Vic just tripping around in the middle of the night. 12-hour rides, all hopped up on Ready Bees and whatever metal is his choice. Man, I was already huge on this guy. I was huge on this guy when I saw him play. Even more huge on the guy after I spoke to him. And now I'm even bigger on him after seeing the way he's approaching this. Yeah, I don't keep a private jet. But I do keep a six-pack of Ready Bee. And a bunch of metal. I just need to know which metal. Can you help me out with that? 1-800-636-8686. Dear Jim, you got to watch the metal on the road. It'll come out of nowhere. Thanks. Signed, The Piano Man.
John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free.
I literally have done my best to eradicate that from the program. But there's no doubt, the one thing that I cannot kill, the one thing I cannot scrub, the one thing I cannot wipe from the show is Billy Joel driving his car into a house. Jump the curb right into the living room. You're never going to let that go, are you, clones? Yeah, I've learned that I'm not going to fight things. That's not the hill that I'm going to die on. There are certain things that I cannot control. And as much as I've done my best to forget about that, because I don't know, driving under the influence to me just is not amusing at all. It's stupid. But so are a lot of you. And I know you're not going to let that go.
It says, Bill, I believe this is killing me.
The metalheads are in. Requiem for Oblivion tweets, best segment ever. Hashtag metal. Hashtag sports. Mike D for three tweets, gotta go speed metal and thrash if you're guzzling Red Bull. Crank up the Megadeth.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question. That's why I put it out there. Those are like 10 forms of metal that he could be going with. I don't know. Next time I run him down, I'll be sure to ask. I'm just saying, I respect it. This guy's in his car, going from tourney to tourney, driving overnight, all hopped up on Ready B and metal. Man, that's a life. That guy is living the life we all want to live. Rams punter Johnny Hecker is going to join me at the top of the hour. So about 10 minutes out. We're talking Packer football in hour number three. Two Packers. Again, total coinciding that we got two of those guys on in the same hour. Mercedes Lewis, tight end, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling, wide receiver, coming up in hour number three. And one more telephone number I want to give you really quickly. Write this down. It's for our voicemail. We use this on our podcast. It's also a way for you to get reps. That's why I bring it up. Maybe you're not ready for the big show or the big stage. You can get reps in by trying out your material here. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. Take advantage of that now. It's a good way for you to get reps. That way you don't come in here cold and flame out and have everybody kill you. Try that. At Squirrel 2 tweets, Victor Hovland drinks Red Bull and listens to heavy metal. He should join MMA. Yours, Joaquin. Mike D for three is in. Never did I think that there would be a Norma Jean reference and a drop in the jungle. Staple of my college football pregame mix, circa 07. That's why you got to lock this thing in every single day. You never know what you're going to get. I'm giving you something new and something fresh every single day. Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd get that. But you did. Vic in NoCal is in. It's the first I've seen of Vic since his smack-off call. Quote, whatever you do during this metal segment, just don't play Duhast. Regards, that guy who said he hates Duhast.
I'm a huge, huge Rammstein fan. I've seen them in Berlin. I've seen them in Mexico City. I will travel internationally to see Rammstein. And it drives me utterly insane that everybody's favorite song from that band is the worst song in their catalog. Du Hast is garbage. It is the musical equivalent of a triple U. Unlistenable, unoriginal, uninspired.
Garbage. My favorite part of that call is that being unoriginal. I couldn't hear you all that. And playing the song that he hated more than life itself under his phone call before I ran him. You can't accuse me of being unoriginal. At BC Precision Work tweets, I know every one of these bands that you're rattling off. I can't remember the last time somebody mentioned High on Fire outside of Sirius XM, yet much less on AM radio. I'm here for you, metalhead. At 512 Lumber, I'm pretty sure that last metal sample was Asia. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. When we come back, we start hour number two. Rams punter Johnny Hecker is my guest. Go ahead, give me a call. 1-800-636-8686. We are coming back. You're welcome, metalhead. Johnny Hecker.